I would like to play for you a little Mozart opera, which is an opera written by Mozart, and that's why we call it a Mozart opera. As a matter of fact, Mozart also wrote the music. Now, when the curtain rises, we are in the middle of a forest consisting of two trees. And when a tenor comes in, he's supposed to meet his soprano, but she's a little late, so he hides himself behind one of the trees in order to surprise her when she comes in a little later. So when she comes in, she can't find him because she was supposed to meet him, and she doesn't know that he's behind the tree. As a matter of fact, she knows that he was behind the tree because she saw that at rehearsals. But she just pretends that she doesn't know, so she hides herself behind the other tree. Now the chorus comes in, and nobody knows why except Mozart, and he's dead. And that's just too bad. Now her father shows up, and he's very angry because he just found out that she isn't his daughter. Now this has nothing to do with the opera. See, I found that out myself. Anyway, her father is very mad, and he decides that she must die. And she's a very obedient daughter, so she dies, and that's the end of the opera. Now you hear the conductor's footsteps when he enters the pit. You think he's limping. Oh, no, he walks sideways. Here's the overture. That was the first part of the overture. Now you hear the second part, and that's exactly the same. Now the curtain rises and the tenor comes in from the left. He's a little tall fellow and he comes in a single file. And he goes behind the tree right away. Now the soprano comes in. She's a very heavy soprano and she comes in backwards, but nobody noticed the difference. She goes behind the other tree. Now the chorus comes in, and the light is dimmed, and we can hardly see them. And that's why they're dressed in a kind of cheap underwear, because they don't want to spend any money on expensive costumes when you can't see them anyway. Here they come. They fool around a little and ask each other why they're there, and they don't seem to know, as I told you before. So they decide to walk out again, and here they go. Now they get their money and go home. Your father.
My daughter, you must die. My daughter, you must die. My daughter, you must die. My daughter, you must...
She doesn't understand so well.
My daughter, you must die.
And now she finally sings her death aria. And she dies.
Thank you.